I've got Ken Larkin in with me this morning, the city manager here in Danville. And with everything going on with coronavirus and preventing the spread, just so you guys know, we are practicing social distancing.
Jack is actually in the Valley Star Credit Union newsroom, a couple of rooms away.
Two glass partitions between us.
There you go. Plenty of space. So, and then Ken is across from me, several feet away at the full extent of our microphone, because we want to keep that social distance. That's one of the things that they're very, very focused on, as we've talked a little bit before we got started this morning. Social distancing is very, very big. And just kind of want to get into some of the, we've heard a lot of different terms. We've heard a lot of different information from a lot of different sources. So when we think state of emergency, I think that's kind of where I want to start, because you've declared state of emergency for the city. A lot of times when you hear the phrase state of emergency, we're used to thinking, you know, natural disasters, whether it's flooding, winter storms, and the resources that go along with that. When you look at a state of emergency for this type of situation, what are you looking for in terms of resources and how those can be utilized?
So when we declare a state of emergency, and this is the first time I've done one for something like this, it typically is to be able to get additional resources to help respond to the immediate need. And then also to help with the long-term recovery as well. So we really don't know what we have in store for us here in Danville related to this particular issue. But when the federal government, the president declared a state of emergency, and then our governor also declared a state of emergency, we felt like it was time for Danville to do that as well, just to make sure that when we needed the resources, we can get them. Also, it enables us to maybe bend some of the rules temporarily for certain things so that, you know, we're just best meeting the needs of the health and safety and welfare of our community.
Ken, Jack here. Obviously, your plans have to remain fluid. I assume you're meeting daily with department heads to discuss the situation as it develops.
We've been meeting pretty frequently. We have a virtual EOC. That's actually something we put in place for most emergencies because, frankly, right now with technology, you can accomplish a lot of what you want to accomplish over the phone or by email. And in this particular case, having a virtual EOC is probably the recommended way to do things. So we have been in constant contact. I think I've sent multiple emails out every day to really all of our employees to let them know what's going on, and but especially with our department heads to talk about what our response is going to be and to be aware of what any issues that are out there. Thankfully, right now, we don't have any known cases of coronavirus in our community or really in any county surrounding us as well.
So it is hitting close to home, though. You know, we have a confirmed case in Roanoke. Are we prepared locally?
We have been preparing for the past several weeks for the possibility of something like this. We obviously follow the lead of the Virginia Department of Health. Thankfully, that's located here in Danville, so that's a good thing for us. They serve a larger area than just Danville, but they're located here. And we've been staying in constant contact with Dr. Spillman over there, and he's been giving us guidance. So we follow their lead, and we feel like we're as prepared as we can be. Obviously, like a lot of places throughout the country, There is a lack of supplies and tools related to the response, but my understanding is that they're doing everything they can to get that ramped up, and hopefully before it gets here, the supplies will be up and ready for us.
Now, it's a fine line you have to walk, is it not? You have to issue these restrictions without causing a public panic.
That's true, and really, there is no reason to panic at this point, To further that and to make sure that there really isn't going to be a reason to panic in the long term, if we can all do our part and practice social distancing, you know, and I know that's hard, especially for some of our extroverts out there, right, to have to do that. But that's the one thing that we can do as a community to help those who are more vulnerable to acquiring this disease and potentially having some negative impacts from it.
Now, you've already canceled one meeting of City Council. How are the restrictions and calls for social distancing affecting the May election? I see the registrar yesterday urged folks to vote absentee. I spoke with Peggy Petty. She says they're taking special safety precautions for those who do still wish to vote in person.
Yep, and that's one of those things. We live in a democracy, and we want everyone to have the ability to vote in the way that they need to be able to vote. And certainly, if people can use the mail-in way to vote, then that's going to help reduce the number of people coming in on election day. We really don't know what it's going to look like on May 4th, I believe the election is, and you probably know that better than me, actually. on May 4th or whatever it is, it's if we can reduce the number of people coming through, then we can actually more easily practice social distancing during the election process itself, you know, maybe staggering lines and separating tables and that sort of thing.
The police department's also making modifications, I see, regarding non-emergency calls.
That's true. And actually, in Danville, we are pretty fortunate to have a police department that responds to every call for service in normal circumstances. And that's something that really has been changing in most communities in throughout the state and throughout the country, where there's a call for a service for something that's fairly minor overall. It's not minor to that person who's affected by it, but it's somewhat minor and isn't time sensitive. A lot of other police departments will take that call or that request for service over the phone and then investigate as they have an officer available. And right now that's what we're moving to in order to make sure that we limit the number of interactions we have face to face with people, because again, we don't know when it's going to come here, if it's going to come here, but we want to make sure our workforce is ready, our police department and our police officers are safe, so that if something were to happen here, we would be ready to respond with the right personnel.
One positive step I see you've taken is suspending those utility cutoffs for those who've been adversely affected as a result of layoffs or job losses.
Yeah, that was a topic of much debate and discussion at City Hall. We want to be as compassionate as we can for those who are less fortunate and not able to, who struggle to pay their utility payment. So we felt like right now we were, you know, before even the governor ordered it, we decided to go ahead and do that for a temporary period of time. The challenge that we have with that is that a utility bill is something that happens every month. So as you use it, your cost continues to accrue, and what we don't want to do is put anybody in a position where they have a large balance that they need to figure out how to pay at some point in the future. So it's one of those strategies that are in place when you potentially have the possibility of a utility being shut off, then you're more motivated to keep up your payments. But as people aren't motivated to pay, we are somewhat concerned that at some point in the future they're going to have a real hard time keeping up or really catching up.
As Josh mentioned, your plans have to remain fluid. What is your immediate plan for moving forward? Things have changed just in a matter of days here, and I can only imagine what the next week, the next month might hold.
Well, we are focused right now on a few things. One is making sure the public is educated about what's going on and what our response is. We have a website, which I hope you'll share. That's DanvilleVA/coronavirus, and you can get the latest information locally, and we link to other pages from the state and the federal government. And that's one way we're out there trying to make sure that people know what's going on and give guidance to how they can protect themselves. The other thing that we're focused in on is making sure our city workforce is available to work, because, you know, if our trash collectors get sick and we can't go around and collect trash on a regular basis, that becomes its own health emergency. And, you know, there's other things that just have to be done. We got police, of course, fire, all the city services that we provide to our community. That's important to have a functioning community. And if we don't have available workforce to do that, then, you know, we're going to struggle.
Anything you'd like to add in conclusion?
I would say that people out there listening should remain calm. As the mayor said yesterday, it's probably just a matter of time before somebody close to home here in Danville or Pennsylvania County is diagnosed and tested for this, and it shows as a positive. But frankly, that doesn't mean that it's a need to panic. It just brings the point home that we all should be careful about social distancing, cleaning our hands, washing our hands regularly, sanitizing the areas we work around or you know, go through your house with, you know, those areas that constantly you're touching. If you can sanitize handles and doorknobs and fridge handles and that sort of thing on a regular basis, then we're all doing our part to protect ourselves. And actually, you're doing your part to protect others in your community who you might pass that along to.
Thanks, Ken Larkin, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
I've got Ken Larking in with me this morning, the city manager here in Danville. And with everything going on with coronavirus and preventing the spread, just so you guys know, we are practicing social distancing.